This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Sitting in for Bob Edwards, I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. troops, backed by helicopters and armored vehicles, carried out a major raid last night in the central Iraqi city of Tikrit. U.S. military spokesmen say around a dozen suspected Iraqi insurgents were detained in the operation. Troops also seized weapons, bomb-making equipment, and computers. In an incident last Saturday near Tikrit, four Iraqis were killed when their car, traveling north on Iraq's main highway, came under fire. The U.S. military says it has no record that its troops were involved, but police in Tikrit are convinced American soldiers did the killing. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Tikrit and filed this report.
Tikrit Police Chief Asama Abdul Rafar walks around a gray Chevrolet Caprice in the parking lot outside his office.
This is the car. You can notice the holes of bullets and the direction of the bullets. It's a direct shot inside. And besides, you can notice the windshield. Almost all bullets hit the windshield, so weapons were directed to the passengers.
Eight bullets ripped holes 3 inches long in the hood. At least 24 bullets hit the front windshield, which is half shattered. Rafar points through the missing front passenger window. Inside is a mess of metal, glass, and blood.
This flesh all over the interior of the car, everywhere.
Five people were in this private taxi when it was attacked. The driver was killed, along with a female passenger and her son. A fourth body remained unidentified until relatives came to the Tikrit General Hospital 3 days later, searching for a missing father of 10. His brothers found him, lying on a metal gurney in the morgue, his body and clothing intact, his head simply exploded. They are depressed and angry. They say American forces treat Iraqis as Israeli troops treat Palestinians. At the Tikrit hospital, the sole survivor of the attack, 31-year-old Ibrahim Alawi Ahmed, coughs. A bullet hit his lung, he says. He says the taxi came up behind a five-vehicle U.S. convoy driving in the middle of the road. A soldier on the last vehicle signaled it was okay to pass and moved right. The taxi, Ahmed says, drove forward on the left.
When they became beside the car of the first one of the American caravans of the troops, my uncle said that the soldiers who has a machine gun directly astonished us and directed the machine gun toward us and began to shoot.
Tikrit Police Chief Rafar says this is the worst incident he's seen in 35 years of criminal investigations. But he places no blame on the American commanders based in Tikrit.
We've been working with them for a long time, and we've been building a good relation carefully with them. But if the American investigation come to know that it was American soldier, it's hard to clear that to Iraqi people.
Hard to explain that four Iraqi civilians died and the U.S. troops Rafar believes responsible, perhaps just passing through Tikrit, may or may never be punished. Although their relationship with American commanders is intact, Rafar and other Tikrit officers say this incident hurts their fragile standing with Iraqis. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Russell, who knows Chief Rafar well, agrees it makes the police's job harder.
The day after the incident happened, there was a lot of anger in the city. And there was a genuine anger over what had happened. And then the rumors began to fly all over the city. And of course, multiply by two or three the magnitude of the incident. And that's what the rumors were saying.
Russell says it has taken a long time to build trust with Iraqi police commanders.
What we've tried to do is be honest with them. We don't promise them anything that we can't give them. We don't tell them anything that we know is false. I think over time this has built a trust where we say if we're going to do something or if we're going to deliver something, then we do.
But he may not be able to deliver the answers Chief Rafar needs. Rafar says U.S. commanders apologized for the incident. He says troops who went to the scene told him that bullets recovered from the taxi were fired from American weapons. But formally, the U.S. takes no responsibility. A spokesperson for the 4th Infantry Division in Tikrit notes that soldiers are allowed to open fire if they feel directly threatened. The spokesperson also says that despite the eyewitness testimony, it's still possible that Iraqi gunmen were responsible for the attack. Colonel Russell has requested a formal military investigation. That's Chief Rafar's best hope for any resolution.
I trust Colonel Russell. Besides, the investigation will approve if there's anything wrong or not true.
But military investigations take time, often many months. Colonel Russell is scheduled to leave Iraq in March. He hopes he'll be able to transfer the trust he's built with Chief Rafar to his successor. Emily Harris, NPR News.